With KZU News, I'm Christelle Manzon. Carmel Valley has known wildfire risks, steep terrain, seasonally dry brush, and lots of open space. It also has limited evacuation routes. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Stacy Wood and her husband moved to Carmel Valley about 4 years ago. They live in a neighborhood called Robles del Rio. It was built in the late 1920s as a cluster of summer homes. Today, people live here year-round. Robles del Rio has over 600 residents. Stacy Wood gets into her sedan and heads down a narrow, windy road. Oak trees on either side create a canopy over the car. Fallen leaves and branches crunch beneath the wheels. Wood calls her neighborhood a tinderbox.
I see all of this on fire in my head and imagine, okay, so how do you get out when it's all burning around you? I've seen video of that, of other people, driving through, literally looks like driving through hell.
What concerns Wood most is there's only one way out of her neighborhood. It's a bridge over the Carmel River called Rosie's Bridge.
Inside me, I feel like this sort of fighting spirit of, well, there's got to be a way. And if we're not looking for solutions, why aren't we?
At the Carmel Hill Fire Station, CAL FIRE's Jonathan Pangburn says there are no easy solutions for neighborhoods like Robles del Rio.
So unfortunately, there are a number of older communities or neighborhoods that exist with only one road in and one road out, which is an inherently dangerous situation to be in.
But he says one option is to build another road out. This would require permits and for landowners to work together.
This all costs money. And it is not a cheap prospect. But nonetheless, there's a reason that it's required in our current building codes.
Current Monterey County building codes require new subdivisions to have more than one way out. There's no requirement for older neighborhoods to change. And Pangburn says it's a big undertaking to build a road. So it's important to also have a plan based on the way things are now. At the Monterey County Sheriff's Office, Under Sheriff John Mino pulls up a Google map of Carmel Valley. He says you start by really knowing your neighborhood.
And I would tell people, look at it. Look at a satellite map of your area, because there might be a route that you just didn't realize was there.
Then he says, do a test drive, because you might find your car can't handle the terrain. Mino also says if you know a fire is headed toward your home, get out early.
I can't stress enough, you don't have to wait for us. You don't have to wait for fire. You don't have to wait for somebody to say leave. If you know you're in an area that's tough to get in and out of, go as soon as you can.
Carmel Valley resident Stacy Wood is prepared to leave quickly. But the one road out of her neighborhood leads to the next obstacle, Carmel Valley Road. It's a 40-mile, often two-lane road with just three ways out of the valley.
You can go left or right, but if you go right, you've got unbelievably curvy road that you can't drive more than 10 or 15 miles an hour on without there being a safety issue in order to get out of the valley. Otherwise, you've got to take a left, and the first road out is the Laurelis Grade.
Keep heading west, and you'll get to Highway 1 along the coast. That's it. Those are the only ways out. The Monterey County Office of Emergency Services is working on a regional evacuation plan. They're figuring out how residents can safely get out of places like Carmel Valley all at the same time. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.
You can find this and other local news stories on our website, kazu.org. Join us next week as we report on how wildfire risk in Carmel Valley has affected homeowners insurance. This is KAZU News.